Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
You know what time it is here on In the Loop. Sometime around this time, 1:20 or so, it is Figgy's Mixtape, Sports Radio 610. You can always listen in on YouTube, Twitch, and on the free Odyssey app. I may add, along with Chris Parti and Luke Morrow, filling in for John Lopez and Reggie Adatula. Let's get into it. We're going to do a little bit of a mixed one today. I was going to go One Direction, but I kind of wanted to make this its own thing, and then later on the guys are going to quiz me, I guess, on my college athletes. How confident are y'all in that, in me?
You talking about on the mascots?
Yes.
I'm ready for that.
Oh, man.
I got some good ones for you, dog.
Good ones for me?
Gotcha.
I told you, they better be D1. And, folks,
yeah.
I am
D1.
I'm just going to be disclaimer. Sometimes I fold under the pressure.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know your stuff, man. Don't sell yourself short.
Okay, yeah.
I have faith in you.
Okay.
All
that's
right?
All I needed.
I got faith in you.
All right. So, we were talking about Memorial Day. And, folks, let's please not forget, as Luke has preference over the show, the reason why we have Memorial Day to honor those that have made the greatest sacrifice for the United States of America. I've had family that served. Funny story. My great grandpa actually lied about his age to go into the United States Navy before World War II. Yeah. Of the United States was involved in World War II, and he just so happened to be at Pearl Harbor
when
it was attacked. So thankfully he lived through it. But you know, it's just
how old was he?
I was told he was either 16 or 17.
That's what I was thinking. If he lied, yeah.
Wow. Props.
That's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Jordan Hudson, when you're going to lie about your age, do something good with it instead of.
Leave Jordan alone.
Dating on.
All right. No, let's. Okay. So we were thinking about this segment between me and Chris Parti. What we want to do. And I was going to go. You know, do a whole Memorial Day kind of deal, like athletes that serve in World War II. I mean, we all know the ones like Bob Feller, Ted Williams, and all other guys. But this one I did not know, and I wanted to keep it as its own thing because this is just very interesting. Because Chris, you didn't know about this. Luke, I'm sure you didn't know about this. Even Sean Pendergast, whenever he came in to talk, he didn't know this.
Yeah.
So Yogi Berra, you know, one of the all-time great catchers, one of the all-time great Yankees. He actually was at the D-Day landings. So on navalmemorial.org, it reads, and I quote, on this 76th anniversary of D-Day operation, blah, 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 blah. Before Yogi was called up to catch in the majors in 1946, because he had one season in the minors already under his book at this time. He'll catch more into that later. He had already led an admiral career as a Navy gunner's mate. In 1943, Yogi turned 18, and America's involvement in World War II was going on 2 years. By that time, Yogi was playing for the Yankees minor league team in Norfolk when he received notification that he would be drafted. When his team played against the Navy team stationed at the Navy base in Norfolk, a base commander encouraged him to join the Navy, where he might be able to continue to play baseball for the base. Yogi did join the Navy, but his call to play at Norfolk never came. Instead, after completing basic training, Yogi volunteered for what he was told was a secret mission.
Ooh.
Now, if I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it was kept under wraps, D-Day was. And, like, they didn't want anybody knowing. And he was told a secret mission. This mission was to serve on board a rocket boat in support of the first offensive waves of the Allied invasion of Normandy. So, yeah. He landed at Utah Beach, it says. And he actually got hurt in the instance. He got shot, it's implying.
Damn.
Yeah, he was injured by German gunfire. And I can pull this up. According to baseballsgreatestsacrifice.com, he was wounded in the left hand at this time, a wound that entitled him to a Purple Heart. But he refused it at the time because he didn't want to worry his mother with the news back home. Barra put in for the Purple Heart, though, after he returned home.
Salute.
Badass.
Salute to Yogi there, man. Hey, that's... Sure.
Did y'all know? But for
no,
real,
I didn't know about none of that.
I wonder how many people knew this, because I think this is like...
I don't think a lot of people... I mean, like you said, Sean didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That you found a hidden gem there.
Yeah.
Of a stat. Not a stat, but you know what, of a story, I should say.
But I kind of like this story in a way because, you know, it's a good story for Veterans Day. It's a good story for Memorial Day because...
it's a good story in general.
Yeah.
First off.
It's like, these are, I mean, it's... The sacrifice, you know, like,
yeah.
We probably couldn't have a Yogi Berra this day.
Didn't you say he got shot?
In the left hand, it says on baseballsgreatestsacrifice.com. I mean, so
that bullet could have easily gone somewhere else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely a sacrifice.
Or even just, you know, you think of an athlete and a catcher in his case.
Yeah.
But to deal with that, like Ricky Pearsall for the 49ers got shot and then he returned to play in the NFL this year. But even just like. Coming back from that sort of injury. Yeah. I mean, that could be a career alter. Forget, you know, career.
I mean, life altering.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And that was before he even debuted in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So Yogi Berra had this experience and then comes back from the war and from getting shot and still has a Hall of Fame career and wins, you know, however many MVP awards. And
is an all-time legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell people about that because I didn't know that. And, you know. Again, just don't forget what we celebrate this holiday for. There's some that make it. There's some that make it back, and there are others that unfortunately don't.
For sure.
So don't ever forget.
It is crazy to think back to that time from a sports perspective, and think of the guys, the greatest athletes we had in our country, who had to pause their careers and go fight in a war. And then also just like what that means for their career. Like, for example, Willie Mays missed almost two seasons because of his military service. And then he came back and his first year, he led the league in hitting at .345. Man. He went to spring training the day after he returned from, you know, being deployed.
Yeah.
And then he just goes out and he hits .345, right?
Like Ted Williams. It's nothing.
Right. Ted Williams comes back and, you know, continues to hit .400. It's just crazy what these guys were able to do, both in terms of being those heroes in the military in the war, and then still coming back and having these legendary athletic careers. It's crazy.
They're heroes on multiple fronts.
For sure.
Not just on the field or on the diamond, you know, court, whatever it may be, but also just heroes to the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that is wild. It's wild to hear those stories.
All right. It's to wrap up Figgy's mixtape call. Neil here filling in for Figgy on Sports Rail 6 and on the Steel Wheels.
That's right.
Chris Partee and Luke Morrow in for John Lopez, Reginald Adeltua. I definitely butchered that because my tongue got a little twisted there.
All
trying
right.
to say everything really quick. But, you know, we were also sitting there after in the discussion, and I asked Luke, like, hey, where'd you graduate? And then you said Quinnipiac, and I said, go Bobcats. And y'all both looked at me like, whoa.
You got that.
And that was impressive.
That was impressive.
Yeah, and just to end it real quick, how about y'all, I'm probably going to regret this, but why don't y'all go ahead and quiz me on some D1 teams?
Oh, calling his shot.
Calling the shot. You want to go first, Luke? You got one? Or
I don't.
Okay.
I'm trying to cook something up over there.
I have a couple here.
Okay.
I got to find it again now because I was scrolling. All right. Let's go.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We'll go to the Sun Belt Conference.
Sun Belt, okay.
Sun Belt Conference. Arkansas State.
They're the Wolves, right?
Red Wolves.
Yeah, Red Wolves.
But you got it. You're in the right path.
I call them the Wolves for short, but the Red Wolves, they're red and black. They have that's a badass logo they got there, though.
I like it. It is a nice logo.
Yeah, all the cool kids know them only as Wolves.
As the Wolves. Just like the T-Wolves or the Wolves. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Same thing. All right, let's see what else. What else we got here for you? What else we got here? All right. Let me see.
I'm really concerned about Luke over there. He's like,
yeah, because Luke is over there searching. All right,
he is plotting in silence over there.
let's go Conference USA here.
Okay,
all right.
That's
still D1.
That's in your wheelhouse.
Is that still in your wheelhouse? Okay,
yeah, it's my wheelhouse. Yeah.
All right.
That's
D1. Kennesaw State.
Go Owls, baby.
Oh, hey.
I graduated Sam Houston, baby.
Okay,
USA.
Let's
go.
That's true. That's true. That probably was a little too easy for
you. Yes, it was. I just didn't want to say anything like
UIC.
There we go.
UIC.
University of Illinois, Chicago.
Well, that's crazy because Sam Houston had a player that entered the portal that went to UIC, and I can't. UIC. It's an animal. I know that.
You got pretty good odds.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Don't know about that.
I feel like it. I don't know that one.
Oh, just take a guess.
UIC Flames.
Flames. Okay.
That would have been tough. That would have been tough.
That's a good. See, I'm always going to take opportunities, though, to learn because it can be a cool party trick.
I got a good one here. Did you have another one, Luke?
No.
I got a good one here.
A couple more.
I got a good one here. Mid-American Conference.
Mid-American Conference. Okay.
Akron,
the Zippers.
Woo! So what's that, 3 out of 4 now? I think that's 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.5 out of 4.
It's a passing rating college.
We're going to give them the Wolves.
It's a passing rating college.
Hey, 3 out of 4, that's a C. 75%?
Yeah.
That's a C. You know? You want another one?
Sure, why not?
You want another one? All right. Let's see. I know Luke got something cooking up over there.
UC Irvine.
Anteaters.
Hey, you know
that
what?
That's impressive. That's good.
They're a really good college baseball team. They're really good out there in the Big West.
That one I didn't. The other ones I would have all gotten. I had to Google it. I did not know the Anteaters.
Yeah, I would not have got that either if I didn't look up like a whole page of NCAA Division I teams here.
What was the mascot for your high school?
Spartans.
What was yours?
Oh, no.
He sounds embarrassed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not embarrassed. It's just I don't feel like explaining what it is, but it's
just what is it?
A rail cat.
A who?
A rail cat.
A rail cat.
All right, well, that's at least unique. I've never heard that before.
R-A-I-L-C-A-T-S. But if you look up what it is,
is it actually a cat?
Yes.
Oh, so this is like a real thing.
Yes.
Or animal, I should say.
It's a type of cat, but like not species or whatever. It's weird.
I'm confused already.
You have to look it up.
Rail. R-E-L-L?
No, just rail.
Oh, okay. Like,
and then cats.
Gotcha.
Graduated from Robert Turner College and Career High School in Pearland ISD.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, a rail cat. Okay. I don't know how to explain that.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's different. I don't know a lot of other mascot rail cats, teams that have rail cat. Mm-hmm. Like that's the first time I've heard of a rail cat.
And and it's kind of funny because, you know, we're speaking of colleges right now and how there's no sports going on. We have the lacrosse national championship between the Maryland Terrapins and the Cornell Big Red.
Didn't Bill Belichick play lacrosse? in college?
I think so.
I believe he did.
I don't know.
I think he
did. Good question.
That sounds familiar to me.
He's always been a lacrosse guy. I think he might have.
I believe he did.
Do you know where he went to college?
I've heard it before, but I forgot.
Where? Wesleyan. In Connecticut, Wesleyan University.
Okay.
Y'all know where Nick Saban went?
So did Eric Mangini.
Wait, who was that?
Nick Saban.
When you say it, when I'm sure I'll remember. I don't know.
They were they were the worst college football team in the FBS this past season. In the MAC. Hey, give up.
Yeah.
Kent State Golden Flashes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but that concludes Figgy's mixtape here on Sports Radio 610.
There you go. Way to carry the torch.
That was good, Colin. Okay. That was good.
Figgy's
that
was out. Good. Anteater is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Anteater. I would never have.
You seemed very impressed by that. I was like, oh.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
A double ding right
missed
there.
Missed one. UIC Flames. Missed one, though.
Yeah.
I got to do better.
You got like 5 out of 6.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, there you go. Good party trick. ladies, he's single. I don't know, actually. I don't know. When we come back, I think people are blaming the wrong person or have been blaming. I know this is an interesting time to bring it up because the Astros just had a good weekend, but I think they're blaming the wrong person when it comes to the Astros. Plus, let's talk about that big win yesterday. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.